morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
A look at community fisheries, yeah?
A look at it and seeing whether or not more of them may be coming down, should we say, the pike?
I guess.
Maybe not. But we're going to take a look at that this morning. You probably know someone who lives to eat instead of the other way around, but for people who really do regard natural resources as their means of eating to live, how they do that may get some help. A House bill to create community subsistence fisheries will be heard tomorrow in the Senate Water and Land Committee. And while that might sound like something the State Department of Land and Natural Resources would get behind, DLNR is in fact leading the opposition. Alton Miyasaka is the Acting Commercial Fisheries Program Manager with the Division of Aquatic Resources, and he joins us by phone now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you again. So with this bill, which might on the face of it look like something that a lot of people would be getting behind to be able to create subsistence fisheries in Hawaii, at least five of them, the Department of Land and Natural Resources is staunchly opposed. Why?
Well, I wouldn't say staunchly opposed. I would say that we are cautious about what the bill wants us to do, in that it requires us to establish five areas within a specific five-year time frame. And while we very much support the concept of community-based fisheries management, the bill puts so much restrictions on us that it becomes very difficult to meet those requirements.
And that's the point of the opposition, that you're talking about the time frame, you're talking about the cost, and you're also talking about engaging communities within both of those frameworks.
Yes. The community process is sometimes very contentious, sometimes very long. And so that timing of how long it takes an area to go through the process a lot of times depends on the community itself. And are they ready to take that next step, or is there still need for more discussions before that can happen?
It seems like you're back-ending into a conversation about Haena.
Yes, the Haena area was one of the first areas in a long time that we established through this subsistence fishing area process. And we did not get involved early on in the process, but rather late in the process. And so I think that contributed somewhat to the process being a little bit longer.
And by a little bit longer, we're talking years and years, you know, over a decade.
Yes. Well, the community starts on their own to have a discussion amongst themselves about what would the area look like, what kind of restrictions would be put in, what are the problems. And so those initial discussions have to come from the community, and they approach us with their thoughts on how to proceed forward. So that initial discussion in the community is critical, but it sometimes takes a little while for that to happen.
You made the point that getting involved in Haena happened a little later in the game, but this bill would get you involved from the very beginning. Wouldn't that be something that would head off some of the issues that you just mentioned?
Yes, I think us getting involved earlier is part of that need to make sure that the process is more streamlined. But for us, we don't have any specific person on staff that is dealing with community-based management. And so the resources on our end to engage these communities, to take them through the process, we just don't have those resources at the moment.
So for this to go forward, you'd have to have someone to be able to do it, and that would mean more money.
Yes.
And the chances of that happening?
Well, we're hopeful because there's been some support. There's been a bill, two bills actually, that were introduced that would provide more positions for this kind of work. We're hopeful that even if those bills don't pass, that the legislature in the budget bill can appropriate funds for that same purpose. So there is some movement in that area.
But it's all coming down to the money.
Yes, it is.
As it invariably does. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
Alton Miyasaka is the Acting Commercial Fisheries Program Manager with the Division of Aquatic Resources in the Department of Land and Natural Resources. The House bill to create community-based subsistence areas is scheduled to be heard tomorrow in the Senate Water and Land Committee. You can find details on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.